Hello there everybody, welcome to my channel, it's Jadie here, and welcome to another episode of the Blah 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 Talk Show. So, in today's episode, and in many future episodes, I'm going to be starting a brand new series, and this series will be containing some really mind-blowing facts. I'm starting the Top 10 List series. So in this series, I'm going to be making a top 10 list on some really interesting topics. For example, today I'm going to be talking about the top 10 craziest scientific theories about existence. Pretty mind-blowing. The main reason why I'm starting this is because I am now in our school's debate team, and to debate, you really have to know not just, you know, current events, you also have to know a lot of crazy facts that might be handy to just mind blow your opponents and your judges and your wing from all these crazy theories that you know. And I've always been pretty into all these interesting facts and stuff. I always liked top 10 lists because, you know, it's just something really satisfying to be reading about and talking about. So in this series, I'm going to be talking about some of the top 10, you know, either craziest or just awesome stuff that's mind-blowing and really interesting. So in today's video, I'm going to be talking about the top 10 craziest scientific theories about existence. So the first theory, really there's not an order of how I'm going to be putting these 10 theories because they are all equally awesome, so yeah, let's just look at them. So the first theory that I found is called the simulation hypothesis, or the computer simulation hypothesis. The simulation hypothesis contains that reality is in fact a simulation, most likely a computer simulation of which we, the simulants, are totally unaware. I mean, this might sound crazy, but, it's real hard to believe that our whole life, our whole reality, is based on a computer simulation. I mean, it's just like the movie The Matrix, but it's a crazy theory. But just think about this. Nowadays, our modern computer can already make some pretty complex simulations. And based on the pace of how technology is developing, in the near future, there will be one day where we can use our computer to simulate a condition exactly the same as our reality. So we can simulate our reality, basically. And if you think about how in the simulated reality, they can also simulate reality and so forth until infinity, it's pretty mind-blowing. So, I mean, it's a theory that's pretty hard to understand because it's based on how human-created technology can simulate these. But according to this infinity loop of how each reality is simulated by the reality before us and how these simulated realities all exist in a parallel in, say, a computer, maybe a giant computer, it's something that's, you know, worth believing, I guess. It's not that ridiculous. So, this is the simulation hypothesis. Next up, we have the ekpyrotic universe. Don't be scared of the name. I don't get the name either. It's from some kind of Greek or whatever. No one cares. And this is a cosmological model of the origin and shape of the universe. It's really different from the Big Bang theory that people are most familiar with. So in the Big Bang theory, we say that our universe expanded from a singularity, you know, from this point of singularity, which is, I think it's called like quantum fluctuation or whatever. It's so complicated, no one understands it. At least I don't. If you want to know more about it, just read like Stephen Hawking or whatever, but I don't get it. So everything started with this singularity, which is called the quantum fluctuation. It's the start of time, of our sense of time at least. So our universe expanded from that singularity. That's the Big Bang theory. But in this ekpyrotic universe or ekpyrotic scenario, it claims that our universe exists alongside with a parallel universe, and these two universes coexist and they constantly collide with each other. And through each collision, each universe expands more. So which means that our version of our universe, our version of reality, there's a exact same copy of it somewhere in a parallel state or a different dimension. And basically you can just reach and touch it. Not really, but this is just also a hypothesis. It's really different. And I really don't get how collisions between two separate or parallel universes can create, like, expansion. But, whatever. These are some really mind-blowing questions. So, this is the ekpyrotic scenario, or the ekpyrotic universe. So, through collisions, these two supposedly coexisting universes would, you know, expand. Alright, so this is the ekpyrotic theory, or the ekpyrotic scenario. Next up, let's look at the doppelganger theory. The doppelganger theory is also a really crazy one. So doppelganger literally means an exact copy of someone. It's not twins, it's not, you know, just identical twins or whatever. It's not even clone, it's like there's an exact same person living in different kinds of realities or different kind of dimensions. You are the exact same person. So this doppelganger theory literally states that all the particles and atoms and stuff in the universe that forms everything, they will rearrange in the same way again in some point in the future to create the same thing as they've created now. So in the future, all these particles would rearrange themselves and create what we have now. So the universe would basically reproduce itself in an exact same way through this doppelganger theory of particle formations. So, yep, it's a pretty creepy theory. Just think about how, you know, maybe in a different dimension or in a different point of time, there's one person who's the exactly same person as you. Weird, right? Okay. Next up, the number 4 theory is called the bullet time theory. It's also different from the Big Bang theory. It's suggesting that our universe is not actually expanding at a rapid rate, and this rapid expansion is basically just a stupid presumption of human beings. And this theory actually says that time and everything around us in this universe is actually not speeding up, but slowing down due to some kind of a gravitational force that pushes everything back into the point where the universe started, back into the quantum fluctuation or the singularity point where everything started. So instead of Big Bang expansion theory, it says that it's not expansion theory, it's a, it's not expanding, it's getting smaller, and it's not accelerating, it's slowing down. So just imagine that if time is slowing down and everything around us is slowing down, there will be one day when time just stops, time just freezes because it's slowed down to speed zero. And I'm pretty sure that we won't live until that point, so that's actually a good thing, because think about someday in the future when time freezes, someone will freeze in a really awkward and inappropriate position. Possibly maybe he's picking his nose and time freezes and he will be picking his nose forever and ever and ever, although time won't exist when time freezes. But okay, I'm just mind blown by all these crazy theories. Okay, number 5 is called the many worlds theory. So this theory sounds pretty, you know, self-explanatory. The easiest or the clearest explanation of the many worlds theory would be that we're living in a world, but there are many, many other worlds, you know, infinite amount of other worlds that basically is another version of our reality. So in this world, maybe, you know, in the morning you wake up and you have a donut, let's say, and a cup of milk, and you didn't put coffee in your milk or something like that. So you made this choice for breakfast. But in these many worlds, each version of you would make a different decision. For example, you know, in another world, maybe that person, he or she's healthy, so they would be, you know, having a fruit salad or whatever for breakfast. So they would make different decisions from you, and each simple decision, down to the tiniest decisions, will be different in these many worlds. And these universes all coexist with each other, and they don't ever interfere with each other. They just, you know, make different decisions, and they are different, but they're similar in a way that, you know, there's infinite amount of universe that they are accounting each person's all different possibilities. So thinking about this, if this theory is true, somewhere in a world there will be a version of me where I'm like a dark queen or whatever. That's pretty cool. Okay, so this is the many world theory. It's also a pretty disturbing theory. Number 6 is the black hole theory. We've all heard about the black hole, right? About how everything in the black hole will get crushed and it will, you know, vanish into infinity. Well, the black hole theory suggests that we're all living in a black hole now. So we all know that everything can't escape of being sucked into a black hole. So black hole creates a huge suction, and basically everything that goes near to a black hole will be sucked into it, and it will vanish, I guess, because nobody knows what happened in a black hole. So people made this presumption or this theory of how maybe we, our universe, our time, our reality is something that's being sucked into a giant black hole, and we're living within the black hole because no one knows what actually happens in the black hole. So this is actually similar to the Big Bang theory of how it relates to something that, you know, sucks in everything, and everything starts from a singularity. So pretty crazy. It's really disturbing thinking about how we might be living in a black hole, and how maybe, you know, we were sucked into this giant infinity vanishing machine or whatever. It's really scary. Okay, the number 7 theory is called the heat death theory. It says that, well, it agrees with the Big Bang theory of how everything explodes and everything starts to expand, of how, you know, planets hold infinite amount of energy, and of how these energies will one day be distributed evenly around the universe or inside the entire cosmos, and leaving, you know, no heat to burst into existence because, you know, energy is so evenly distributed, and that will lead to the death of everything. Honestly, trust me, I don't understand this theory. It just says that, you know, because energy is distributed so evenly in all the dark places, all the dark energy places that no one knows about, there will also be energy, so there will be so less energy left in each single planet. So, you know, all heat's gone and people will die. Basically, they will freeze to death. This is not really a theory of existence, it's just a really cool way of predicting how the world will end, but at the same time, it predicts how, you know, the world is based on the distribution of energy. Number 8 is called the computer universe theory. So this theory suggests that the entire universe is a computer. It's not a computer simulation now. It is basically a computer, specifically a quantum computer, which means that it doesn't work through microchips and stuff. It uses atoms and particles formations to function. So the way how a quantum computer would compiled data would be, you know, it doesn't need a microchip, it doesn't need all these memories and stupid stuff that modern computers need. It just generates atoms in the entire universe. Actually, you know, on Earth, we've actually created a simulation of quantum computers, of how this a computer would work with atoms and stuff. So this, you know, really just proves this theory that it might be true of how this universe might be a giant computer, and every single one of us might be a computer program. Because this quantum computer is based on atoms, so it's totally legit. Like, normal computers are based on numbers and binaries, so we write programs as we do now. If this computer runs on atoms, then we can be computer programs because we're all formed with atoms. I'm okay with this theory as long as this quantum computer doesn't work on Windows. It doesn't run on Windows. It better use an Apple system or whatever, because Windows can cause all kinds of glitches. Imagine one day this entire universe would break down and it would say that, you know, Windows is having a virus right now, boom, everything is breaking down and our universe gone, so that would be scary. Just kidding, Windows is not that bad. I just like Apple's system. Okay, number 9 is the hologram universe theory. This theory suggests that everything in the universe is basically a giant hologram. So, and also, this giant hologram is created by the universe itself, so we're all living in a self-created hologram. It's a extremely complex theory, but it basically says that, you know, how the hologram works is that the universe would be projecting a three-dimensional image onto a two-dimensional plane, I guess. I don't understand it either. It's pretty confusing. You know, a three-dimensional thing can be projected on a two-dimensional surface. That's true. Our reality is only one layer of this three-layer universe. Oh, this one is really hurting my brain. I don't understand it, but it's pretty cool thinking about how you are basically a hologram that was created by the universe itself. Very cool. Okay. Now let's move on to the number 10 theory, the theory of everything. This is not really a theory because it hasn't been figured out yet. It just suggests that this is a theory that would explain everything, the existence of everything, of how the universe works, of how everything works, basically. This word everything can be a really broad term. The word universe is definitely not everything. There could be things that's beyond the universe. And human existence is so small compared to this broad everything. And the theory of everything will explain everything. And it's something that I don't think mankind could ever achieve. Because, you know, we're so small compared to the universe. Although we are highly intelligent relatively to our own perspective, maybe it's not our purpose in this time or in this universe or in everything to figure out everything. That was really confusing. But so this is the theory of everything, something that I'm pretty sure no one would ever be able to understand. It explains everything. All right, so that was a heavy podcast, but it was really interesting, right? I would try to put these names of the theories in the description bar below so you guys can go look it up and be mind blown, because these are awesome facts and theories. And hopefully, you know, one day in debate I can just pull out, let's say, the hologram theory and say, no, this is not true, we're living in a hologram and nothing matters because it's a hologram and it's cool. So that might help me debate. Well, anyways, I hope you guys like this new top 10 list theories. I definitely love it. I like these facts. I'm just really nerdy when it gets to all these interesting facts. I love, love, love these facts. I can never get enough of them. So I definitely really enjoy doing this. I hope you guys can learn something from this and find some of the theories that I'm providing interesting. And I'm looking forward to you guys' comments and response. All right. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!